The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
It's 8:50 and time for our first look at the commodity markets for this Tuesday morning with our pre-opening report. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good morning, everyone. Cash hog prices today are called steady to firm on expectations of buying interest for Friday and Saturday's slaughter. Terminals are called steady to firm, top prices from $37.50 to $40. Peoria called steady to 50 cents higher today with a top price of $37.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report from Monday, November 20th, negotiated swine purchases were $17,405. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $53 to $60.75. The weighted average, $56.73, a gain of 93 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $40 to $49.50, the weighted average $44.75. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $10,825. The base price range was $48.50 to $61, the weighted average $57.45, a gain of $1.45 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $39.29 to $50, and the weighted average was $43.81.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And looking at the Midwest Corn Belt, first of all, the weather is very quiet right now, and it looks like it's going to remain quiet over the next several days. So any late season field work will be able to be taken care of here over the next several days, as no precipitation of significance is expected before Sunday, and it may last into the middle of next week. Now, the middle of next week, we are expecting wet weather to return, and in some portions of the Midwest, it could even turn white, and much colder air is expected to dump in during the second half of next week. So any field work that does need to be completed should be done sometime between now and early next week before the weather turns rather bad again. But we're going to get a significant period of dry and quiet weather here over the next several days. So good news for anybody that still needs to do anything out in the fields. And I know for some fields, all work is completed. For many fields, in fact, the work is completed. But that's just a look at the situation here. It looks like mild weather will occur over the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt over the next several days. It'll be some of the crops probably won't be going into dormancy quite yet, but colder air is expected to arrive next week. Now, turning to South America for planting, it looks like favorable weather is going to occur over the next several days for late season planting in Argentina, and there will be some improving weather in southern Brazil for planting as well, but showers over northern sections of the Brazilian bean belt will make planting weather not so good, but there most of the planting is already done. And it does look like there will then be some scattered showers and thunderstorms pushing southward into southern Brazil and also Argentina's growing areas once we get into Saturday and Sunday. Right now, the conditions look really good for crop production in both Argentina and Brazil. As we've mentioned in the past, they've had plenty of dry periods for planting and then timely showers to help the emergence and germination of the crops. So the weather has been nearly ideal for the crops thus far this season in Brazil and Argentina. But for the rest of this traditional work week. Of course, here in the U.S., we have the holiday Thursday. But through Friday, looks like it'll be rather wet in the northern production areas of Brazil, including Bahia, Minas Gerais, Goiás, and Mato Grosso, and generally dry weather farther south in Brazil and across Argentina. And then those dry areas start to pick up some showers this upcoming weekend. So the balance remains pretty good for crops down that way. Now, taking a look at some other parts of the world, of course, we've been talking about China, and rain has continued to fall south of the Yangtze River Basin, and some of the amounts down that way have been very significant, over 2 inches. But farther north, across the North China Plain and the Yellow River Basin, conditions still remain rather dry. There's a chance that later this week into the weekend there may be some rain going farther north, and that would improve winter crop establishment a little bit, especially in dryland fields. But the rain will be coming a little late in the season, and the crop may not have sufficient time to become well established before going into dormancy. But there's at least an opportunity for some rain there once we get into the latter part of the week and the weekend. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 516 up one, last trade up one. March 529 up 1.5, last trade up 2.5. December wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 476 up one, last trade down a quarter. March 494 up a quarter, last trade up a half. May 495 up one, last trade up 3/4. July 469.5 up 1.25, last trade up 1.25. December corn opened at 359.5, down a half, last trade up a quarter. March 375 unchanged, last trade up a half. May 377.5 unchanged, last trade up a half. July 379 down a quarter, last trade up 3/4. Redline December 341 down a quarter, last trade unchanged. January beans open at 667.75, up a quarter, last trade up 2.25. March 680 unchanged, last trade up 3.25. May 687.25, down 2.75, last trade up 3.5. Redline November 708.25 unchanged, last trade up 4.25. December soybean meal opened at 192.30, up 40, last trade up 60. December soybean oil opened at 28.65, down 7, last trade up 8. Joining us on the phone now to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning.
Well, we had new contract highs yesterday in corn, but by the end of the day, prices were significantly off both the old and new contract highs. And this is a trend that we've been seeing in recent weeks, a spike high and then no follow-through. What are the implications for trade today?
Well, if it wasn't such a bullish attitude in the industry, it would be negative. But industry still has a bullish attitude towards corn. And as a result of that, we continue to hang around and try to make new highs. You know, we did make those by a nickel yesterday and then backed off and were 12 off that high. But again, word today is unchanged up a penny, unchanged up one or two. And the bulls still are looking for reasons. It's almost like instead of you have to feed the bull every day, you need to feed the bear every day.
December wheat and corn options go off the board today. Might we see some volatile action?
That could cause some, but again, the trade today is kind of sloughing those off and saying we want to see corn go back higher and drag the other stuff with it.
What's your call on the soybeans today?
Soybeans are called 1-3 higher today.
And I guess no options in the beans, but there are options going off the board in the oil and the meal today. Might that provide some support?
The oil might. The oil's been really hot and tied with all kinds of other uses. And bean oil in, across the pond had new highs, and wouldn't be surprised to see it make a new high rather quickly in the bean oil.
Do you think wheat will settle around its 475 strike?
Yeah, wheat will probably settle around that strike. That's where it closed, and it's just kind of, it tried highs, couldn't go anywhere, tried lows, couldn't go anywhere, and just basically closed mixed yesterday, so we wouldn't expect it to do a lot except right around that strike.
What about over at the Merck today?
Over at the Merck, we're looking for cattle to be a hair lower and hogs to be mixed. Cattle have, the regular, the feeders were really hurt lately. Again, we think cattle have got long-term upside. We might be another dollar or two before we get to that and want to buy them. Whereas the feeders look like they've maybe made their lows and are ready to, be just kind of around until things get better for them.
Have feeders been hurt by the high corn prices in your estimation?
I would say so, yes.
What advice do you have for producers looking to perhaps market some of their wares today?
Well, on cash corn, I would, if we make bounces up, I'd be continuing to sell old cash corn, and I would get some new cash corn sold for 07.
Anything with the beans attract you today?
Not really.
Thank you very much, Pete. You have a great day.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. He joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 9 o'clock Central Time.